So today, Hayom, I suggest that we a little bit celebrate, enjoy more spaciousness, more sense of space, sense of freedom, sense of openness. When you're walking, more connection. I am with the earth, the trees, the sky above. They are with me. I am with the animals, the plants, the world around. They are with me. We are together. Kamashev Shahayom, to be in this place of we are together. It's in a way the fruit of the practice is that when we are less locked in the self picture, the automatic subjective point of view, Anukudama, if in which is automatic and very strong, but if we, like I said last night, a little bit of lightness goes a long way. If we can be a little lighter with ourselves, today is a day when we can feel the sense what that means. We've been practicing now for a few days. What that means in relation to the world, what that means in relation to our existence, moment by moment. We are with, we are open. So today is a day when you also are less constructed practice when you're meditating, a more a sense of Masheba Baruch Haba, a sense of open awareness. What comes up, let it come, let it go. Less control of our practice, and more a sense of readiness for all. You can call it choiceless awareness, awareness without choosing. What comes is good enough as a teacher, as an invitation. There is a place of being less in charge of the practice and less controlling, which is also coming from a self. And where instead of that, we are just available. Yes, anachnu zminim. There's something very beautiful about that. Anachnu zminim. We are ready, we are available. And it's actually a beautiful way of handling our life, our daily life. I'm available. That means something different all the time. But this sense of being ready and available, not having to control, not having the pressure that it has to be right, not having the pressure that I have to do best, that everything has to be in this way or another way, not having a pressure that we can't handle suffering and difficulty and pain also, but I am available for this life, this experience right now. And it's like openness and a little bit stepping back from being the controller. So I'd suggest the whole day today we are in that mode, choiceless awareness, awareness of letting things arise as they come. I think at the beginning of every meditation session, you could take 5-10 minutes to remember to be at home, to be a refuge, and be with the body, and then maybe opening it out after that. Be with the body to kind of center and ground ourselves, and then allowing this sense of choiceless awareness. Whatever needs to come, let it be, let it come, and let it go, because it will go also. So I'd like to guide a meditation now. sense of being steady and quiet where we are, where we sit. Being at home with this moment of our life. Settled, relaxed, at ease, no pressure, nothing wrong right now. Nothing missing right now. Just this moment of my life as it is, it's good enough. And let's open the sense of hearing, shmia, sound of the birds, sound of the air conditioning, sound of my voice, different sounds. And we open to those sounds. We don't need to identify any of them. We don't need to see, to know where they're coming from. We don't need to decide that it's a bird or it's not a bird. It's just sound. You get a sense that the sound is everywhere. Feel that as we are listening, our awareness is stretching out of the body, out into the world. Just get a sense that there is an above our head. There is endless space, endless above. under our body, huge earth. There are sides to the two sides stretching out and out. There is the back and there is the front stretching out. Feel that our body is in the middle of a great space. And be interested in that space. Let our awareness go out and feel. It's like a great balloon. It stretches out and up and down and front and back and to the sides. It's going out and out. Our awareness is knowing space. We're opening out, we're reaching out with our consciousness. What's reaching out is awareness. Awareness is seeing space, is knowing space, but actually it's awareness itself. So just to know the difference, now come back into the body and feel that awareness is limited to the limit of our body. And how does that feel now? The limit. We know the touch of the body on the cushion or the chair. We know the touch of our hands touching each other. We know the clothes touching our body. We know where our hands are, where our feet are, where is our head. And how does that feel to be, in a way, back inside the boundary of the body that is located in a specific place with the habit of knowing the limit of our body? It's a habit. And how does that feel? So now again, we'll begin to stretch out, opening, leaving the boundary of the body, feeling that our awareness is moving out, we are curious, the space around is known. Maybe start with a smaller balloon. What's a little bit above us? What's a little bit below us? What's the earth underneath that we experience? We begin the sense that we can stretch out and feel what at the sides and in the front and the back of our body there is space, there is room. Let our awareness reach out, spread out, space out. Sometimes the sounds of the birds can help us, can invite us to stretch our awareness out of our body. Opening out more and more, like a huge balloon. Our awareness is opening and opening, stretching, moving out above, below, to the sides, to the front, to the back. And feel how light and free the awareness doesn't need to be located. It can be like the wind. be playful with the experience. Sometimes we will experience that we're in a body and the awareness is going out. The body exists in space and time, but it's also sitting within a great space. But again and again, feel our awareness reaching out. The big mind opening out. And we can come back to the body again and again know the difference. Location, boundary, maybe solidity instead of space, we can feel that there is rupa, material, elements, flesh, body, solid, weight, has weight. before we finish this guided meditation, reflect for a moment on what we've experienced, what we learned from this meditation. And one place that we can reflect on in a way that we can trust our consciousness to do more than we think. Our awareness can go out to new places. Our awareness can explore territories that we're not so used to, that are not so habit, we're not in the habit. And that's, we can reflect on that, that's really helpful. A small reminder that today we can, as I said before, explore a little bit the openness of the practice. The openness is not only out, it's also in. So for example, we already talked about this, but the breath, we can feel it flowing through the whole body. When we feel that breath, just feel it as an energy body. Feel it's the vibration of the energies in the body flowing, and the body of breath. It's flowing, and it's not ours. It's coming. It's going. Reminds me of the story of, I believe it's a true story, of some American Dharma teachers that went to Tibet. And they met a yogi that's been like 30 years practicing in the mountains with his wife and him, living in a small hut. And they asked, "What's your practice?" And the yogi said, "Practice? What do you mean practice? Well, what do you do? What's your meditation practice?" "Practice? What's that?" "Well, do you follow the breath, for example?" And the yogi said, "The whole universe is breathing, so what is there to follow?" So it's that sense of allowing ourselves to be in the bigness of things. When we breathe, we're breathing with the world. When we're walking with the world, in the world. When we're aware, we're in the awareness of the world. We're with awareness, awareness stretching out. Why should it need to be closed in a box called the body? So if all of this is pretty weird to you, and not clear how we work with it, doesn't matter. The one word that I think can make it make sense of it is just this word, openness. Atuach. Gam meditatsiya, gam achila, gam the tzuah guf. Machshavot ba'od ken. In ki'ilu yesh makom shalayim. Barosh. About Mazeh. And Totsa'ah mi awareness. Where's the awareness? Anachnu choshvim machshavah zipor. About emet zipor. Mi omer zipor. So, you get the sense of the, you know, flexibility of everything, the openness of everything. And if it's, as I said before, if sometimes this kind of thing is really confusing, enjoy the confusion. Because confusion is just a place that is beyond what we're used to. That's all. Me'ever ha-hergelei makshavah o masher lamadu ad achshav. Ze lo mesh le kadosh masher lamadu ad achshav. So, you know, as I say, if there is, if you're not sure, that's fine. Just stay with it and just be open like a child. What's that song? Fool on the Hill. Sees the Beatles song. The Fool on the Hill sees the world going round. Okay? To be a fool on the hill in the angle. Okay.